classroom resonates with laughter at the government high school in Angonhalli, not far from the city of Bangalore. The girls from three high school classes sit together for a special session meant just for them, laughing and participating actively. This is new for the students because the topic they are discussing is not something they usually discuss openly. The session is on menstruation, a taboo topic in most parts of India. Conducting the session is 30-year-old Sinu Munkur from Bangalore. She works for the volunteer group Youth for Seva, or Youth for Service. Sinu talks to schoolgirls in and around Bangalore about puberty and hygiene practices to be followed during that time. In 2009, Sinu gave up what most Indians greatly covet, a career in engineering. She wanted to do something meaningful with her life and decided to join Youth for Seva as a part-time volunteer. She started teaching English at a government school in Bangalore. It was while teaching in one of the schools in November 2009 that she found her calling. In the class of 30 she was teaching, she found that only three were girls, and one of those girls was absent for a long period of time.
I happened to meet that same girl another time, and I asked her why she'd been on leave. Her answer was like a very obvious statement, "Akka, I have become a big girl now." So basically she meant that she'd attained puberty, and it was the most natural thing for her to not come to school. So when I asked her further about, has her mother told her things about it, she said no. Have her teachers spoken to her about this? She said no. So that's when it came to my mind that someone needs to do talks on this issue.
In many parts of India, menstruation is culturally considered impure. In the olden days, women were made to sit outside the house and not communicate with others when they had their period. This practice is still followed in many parts of India. Young girls often miss school and sometimes even drop out completely, either because their parents think they are ready for marriage or because they have too many health issues during their period. Sinu found that a lack of awareness was at the root of the problem. She joined Youth for Seva full-time and initiated the Menstrual Hygiene Awareness Program. When she started out, even female teachers felt awkward talking about puberty-related issues, and doctors who came to schools spoke only about the biological aspects. So Sinu and her team developed a program that girls could relate to. Initially, it was difficult for Sinu to get girls to open up about issues that they had always been told not to talk about. Sinu found that most of them needed to feel that they were not alone. At the session in Angonhalli, Sinu starts by talking about her first period. In minutes, the ice is broken and the girls slowly start to open up with questions and experiences of their own. After the session, girls crowd around Sinu outside the classroom, waiting to talk to her privately. One of them is 13-year-old Nagamani. She's worried about something and wants advice from Sinu.
After my first period, I had it regularly for 2 months, but then I haven't had it for 2 months after that. Why is it like that?
Sinu explains that it's normal for girls to skip cycles in the first 2 years after they start their period. Nagamani was worried something was wrong with her, and she was so scared that she hadn't spoken to her mother or anyone at home about it. She says she feels comfortable talking to Sinu because she feels she would understand. Cases like that, says Sinu, are what drive her to keep going back and doing what she does. Of course, it's not always smooth sailing for Sinu and her team. She often has to deal with teachers and parents who are wary of them talking about culturally taboo topics. But most of them are simply grateful that at least someone is talking to the children about issues that they dare not discuss. Angonhalli School's headmaster G. Muniappa says this is especially important in village schools like his, where there are mostly male teachers.
Male teachers generally hesitate to talk to girls about these things. If women like Sinu come and talk to them, it will definitely make a difference. From 8 to 18 is a very crucial age. Sessions like these are really needed.
In the future, Sinu now hopes to extend her sessions to include other taboo topics like sexuality, pregnancy, and child sex abuse. Pia Chandavarkar, Deutsche Welle Radio, Bangalore.